So I had a request, and I only hope to fulfill the desired effect and give you a way to relax and enjoy yourself. This is an instruction for you to feel everything you need to feel, for you to let go, submit, and be the whore that I want to make you into. So I ask that you follow my instruction exactly. Your reward for your obedience will be that feeling, that swelling up inside of you, and ultimately that release that you need so badly. Because I know you need it. And I want you to release just for me. So first, I ask that you get dressed in something comfortable. A nice loose shirt or tank top, whichever is your fancy. No panties, no restricting, binding, tight things for you. Something loose. Something that can be pulled, tugged, ripped off. An emotion that can be all too fast before your brain reacts. I want you comfortable. I want you in those clothes. And pause and replay when you're ready. Well, now that you are comfortable, lay down on your back. And I want you to remember, not your first time. I want you to remember your second and third time, when it was still exciting and you knew what you were doing, when you knew exactly how you wanted to feel. I want you to remember the smell, the taste, how you felt, how the man or woman that was with you made you feel. The intensity, the aggression, all of it wrapped in some excitement that you couldn't explain to this day, but it's there. I want you to remember that. And then I want you to follow along how I would use you in that very moment. First, with you laying on your back, my hand slightly gripped at the back of your head, knuckles tight in your hair. Just a slow tug. That's right, pull. Just a little bit harder. I want your chin tilted up. That's it. That tight muscle between your jawbone all the way down to your collar, that is exposed to me. Run your finger, which would be my tongue, from your chin down along your neck muscle. Trace it all the way to your collarbone. And now follow the loop and then back up. Back down again. Do not release your hair. My breath would be beating against your skin, causing nice little pools of heated moisture. That's it. I can see your body reacting already. Your hips starting to move even before you notice. Good girl. No, no, no. Go slower. We've got all the time in the world. And now, slowly release your hair and bring your palms down to your sides. I want your fingertips about 2 or 3 inches above your hip bones. My warm palms pressed against your skin, moving slower and slower down, pressing against your hip bones, harder, almost compressing you against the bed. I'm watching you exhale, covering your mouth with my lips, breathing in every breath that escapes your body. Now bring your hands up, cross your arms underneath your breasts and push upwards, and at the same time, I want you to drive your hips down against the bed and arch your back. At this point in time, my hand would be at the small of your back, pulling up, pulling your navel up higher and higher just to meet my lips, my tongue dripping wet. A saliva pressing against your skin, making tight little circles along the top band of your pants. Very slowly from your left hip bone to your right, and then back again. Hands slipping up the sides of your body, thumbs pressed against your ribs. Higher and higher up underneath that shirt. And I grip the bottoms of your breasts and squeeze. My fingers not even close to your nipples, just your breasts. A nice, slow, firm squeeze. And at the same time, my tongue lower and lower just along the seam of the front of your pants. You can feel my body over you, my elbows planted in the bed on either side of your ribs, making your body sink into the bed. Suddenly, you feel the band tighten around your waist as my teeth pull up tighter, tighter, making the back of your pants dig into your ass. The pull, the refrain, the sudden tightness, making your body want to be released. And then you are. You feel the blood rushing to the places on your body where I touch. Faster and faster. My fingers move along your sides until I grip those pants and pull them slowly. Slowly down, first to the midway down your thigh, leaving you exposed, but my lips don't touch you, I just blow. Slowly against your bare skin, and then kiss one hip bone, then the other, and then the front of your thighs, the sides, the insides. Your pants now to your knees. All the way down to that spot just above your knee, my fingers wrapped underneath your knees, squeezing, pulling your legs up. Now the pants down to your feet and off. One quick motion, quickly removed from your body and your heels pressed against my shoulders. Hands slipping down, down your thighs, down the front, squeezing your upper thighs as you feel warm, moist lips and that knotty tongue pressing against your ankle, the insides of your legs, the insides of your thighs. Stop. wiggling. You move when I make you move. Stop. Only follow my command. Only do as you're told. Be my good whore. There you go. And you know, we all know that you're excited already. I can see it, smell it, and sense it. Place your palms on top of your hips again. Wrap them around your thighs and pull your legs up. Feel that cool air of your exposure. Exposing your body like the nasty little slut that you are. Do you want more? Do you deserve more? Tell me. Do you want me to use you? Perfect. I want you to cover your pussy with your hands. It would be my hand just over the top, touching my index finger and my pinky just to your skin on the outside of your pussy, but not touching you. Feel the warmth of my hand against you. Feel the sting of my teeth against your neck. And feel my other arm wrapped underneath your back, gripping you, pulling your body up into an arch, making your body seat down on the palm of my hand, pressing harder and harder. Now I slowly touch from the back to the front. In a very slow pace. Starting at the back. Slow, middle, front. Now back down. My hand moves at the slow pace, 5 seconds each. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Front. Go back and forth at this pace. Do not press any fingers inside yourself because I wouldn't. I would enjoy the savory goodness of your body writhing underneath my hand. Keep going. Front. Back. And as I go at this pace, my other hand is underneath your shoulders now, lifting you, making your chin go up. My lips pressed against yours, your cheek, your jaw, then back to your mouth. Tongue slipping underneath yours, then over the top, then underneath, sucking, biting your bottom lip. Front. And at the same time, back. Gripping your hair again, tightly, making your back bow, yanking now. Front. The strain of your body pressing against him. Back. You're wiggling a lot now. I didn't give you permission. Are you asking front permission? Back. Go ahead. Press your body down against your hand, but do not push inside. Front, you're not ready yet. You're ready when I want you to be ready. I want you to imagine and remember back that first time when you were an excited teenager and he wasn't so sure what he was doing. How quickly front he wanted to be inside of you. How quickly it was that amateurish back fucking, and how much you wanted it to last, but it just didn't. Front. That's not me. Back. I'm going to take you until you're mine. Front. Until your body is aching. Back. And I want you to push your finger inside now to your second knuckle. I will give you numbers. Front. 1 to 5. 5 all the way inside. 1 just inside. Because now I would be sitting over the top of you. My shoulder buried in the bed next to you. One hand gripping your side of your face. Thumb pressing against your temple. And my other hand gripping my cock, pressing just against your lips. 1. Out. But not pushing all the way inside. 1. Letting you feel what it feels like to have those lips tug out at the edge of the head of my cock. And just so you know, when I'm nice and wet, 1, 2, 3, out. Nice and wet. Till there's a mixture of juices, not knowing whose they are, yours or mine. 3, 1. Out. And then slowly pushing again. 4. Out. 4. Out. 4, 2, 1. Out. 1. Out. You're my whore to enjoy. And you're going to be used like one over and over. This time, 2. I want you to bring your finger up against your front wall. Your other hand down, pressing against your lower abdomen. Lower. Now, with the heel of your palm against your lower abdomen, pull upwards and put your fingers on either side of your clit. Rub left, right, just across your clit. Left, right, left, right. And keep that pace up. Keep going, just like that. And at the same time, your fingers in 2, pressing against your front wall, I want you to reach deep. 3, 4, 2, 3. That spot, you feel it. You know exactly where it is. Make a circle around it. Another. Now rub your fingers left to right, left to right, faster and faster as you press down on the outside of your abdomen. No, you may not come yet. I didn't give you permission. But you will keep going. 3, 4, 3, 4. 2 fingers now. 3, 4, 3, 4, 3. 4. Make the nice tight circle. Now, I'm going to give you a few seconds to do exactly what you want, however you like. You have 15 seconds to keep playing. You will stop when I tell you to. Imagine it being a cock pressing deep inside of you, pulling up, me gripping the bass and pulling upward so that it rubs just the right spot. An elbow planted right next to your head, looking down on you. An evil grin. You start. Now. This feels so good inside of you. The way you clench my cock. No, not yet. And stop. Now, two and three around that circle. Two fingers inside of you. And I want you to grab yourself with your other hand. I want you to squeeze your ass cheek as you play. In, out, in, out, 5-1-5-1-5-1. Keep following me, 5-1-5-1-5-1. Do you want to come like the little whore that you are? 5-1-5-1. I want to hear you beg. I want to hear how bad you want it. I want to hear how much you need it, you fucking whore. 5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1. Well, I guess it's not that bad then. 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. You have 30 seconds to come for your master. And I want you to release everything to me. I want you to squeeze down on my cock. And I want you to release as you scream. I cover your mouth starting now. I'm fucking you just like this. My cock spreading your lips so tight. How bad do you deserve it? How bad do you need to come? Yes, for me, do it, do it. Oh, such a good girl. Keep going, I didn't say you could stop. I've got other people messaging me, asking for my instruction right now. And I want you to keep my attention. Keep going. Keep riding that edge just for me. I live to watch your face in ecstasy. My whore giving it. Good girl. Maybe I'll play with you again sometime. Absolutely beautiful when your entire body quakes, when you cover my cock with your juices, when you release to me and become my good girl. Now show me that you're the whore worth playing with again, and I want you to enjoy yourself. For me.